Hey you, it's Rachel O'Mara. I'm host of the Pausecast, and I'm so glad that you are here. We are discussing tips and proven strategies in the world of emotional intelligence so that you can rise to your next level of leadership without the overwhelm. I'm also the author of the book Pause, Harnessing the Life-Changing Power of Giving Yourself a Break, based on my burnout of Google and all the things that I've learned since that are really in this realm of neuroscience, psychology, and emotional intelligence. If you're interested to download my free guidebook for how to get out of overwhelm, I invite you to do that at rachelomera.com/guidebook. Just so excited, let's just start and dive in. Hey, hey, leader, it's Rachel, and today we are talking about Lonely Leader Syndrome, LLS. Are you aware of LLS? Do you have LLS? Lonely Leader Syndrome. And I think this is a really good topic today because what I continue to hear a lot from my senior executives, all the way from C-suite clients down to even director level, even maybe senior manager, is that they are feeling lonely. And we have all heard this expression, it's lonely at the top. So today we're going to talk about the five signs of knowing if you have lonely leader syndrome and what you can do differently, how you can start to feel more like you belong or less lonely. Because here's the deal. You are not a lone wolf. You might think you are, and you might operate as such, but the tale that we want to tell is that you are with your tribe. You are supported. You are connected to yourself and others in a way that really helps you perform at your best, and whether it's high performing or being more productive and feeling really good. All right, let's get into it. Lonely leader syndrome. All right, first let's talk about these signs. I'm curious if you have any of these signs, then just keep track of that. Do you have one sign or five? I'm a big fan of signs. You know, when I wrote The Power of Pause, How to Harness, the Harnessing Life-Changing Power of Giving Yourself a Break, right? That book that I have and wrote about my burnout at Google and all these tools in emotional intelligence that I now help others learn, I had the five signs you need a pause. Okay, so this is a little different. It's to know if you're a lonely leader, but I love the number of five with these signs because I think we all have maybe one of them, but if you have two or three, you probably have this condition. But here's the good news. You get to repair it and shift it. And why do we not want to be lone wolves first? Let's ask that question. Why is it not helpful to be a lone wolf out in the wild? Here's the thing too. If you are a woman leader, we really like to lone wolf it, especially as a high achiever, because chances are you got to where you are because you worked hard, you did a lot, you were focused, you were a high performer, and you didn't have time to wait for anybody else. So you just left. You just kept going, sailing right through, and it got you where you were, which is amazing. So it's a good thing, but at a certain point, especially as we rise in the ranks, we find ourselves at the top of an organization, loneliness can be a big, big culprit that can sap our energy, help us feel like we're just alone and we don't have support. Then we start taking more on. We may not delegate. All of these things I'm going to get into. Whew, so let's shake that off. Blah, I don't want to be a lone wolf, although I've been called personally a lone wolf by maybe more than one person in my leadership guidance over the years, because I think a lot of us can relate to that. Especially if you're a woman, but either way, you know, no matter who you are, if you have gone far, chances are you did it a lot with maybe some folks, but you think you had to do it all by yourself. And so that's no longer the case, my friend. That is what I'm here to tell you today. And here's the five signs that you can think about. Okay. So the first one is very obvious. You may already qualify this because you are at the top. Okay, so if you are in the C-suite at your company, whether you're a founder, whether you've been brought in, any type of CXO role, maybe you're the leader, maybe you're a co-founder, the chief operating officer, chief revenue officer, everything, you name it, chief legal counsel, then these are at the top. And I would say that's the first sign that, like, are you there? Are you not? And maybe you're not there, but there's other signs you're going to have. That's the first sign. You're at the top. The second sign, and this one's really interesting, is you think you're alone. You actually tell yourself, I'm by myself. There's no one here who can help me. You literally can hear your mind reminding you this. You may not say the words out loud, but your inner voice is screaming this. So you think in some way, shape, or form that you're alone. You're telling yourself this. I got to do this myself. There's no one to help me. Those are variations of this. But yeah, there's a voice happening within your head. Maybe it's a committee. That's something that we were joking about with a group of friends I'm in a book club with. We're like, there's not a voice in my head. It's a committee. So maybe one of those people in the committee, one of these voices is telling you, you know, you're on your own, buddy. So that's the second sign. The third sign is that you don't ask for help. You actually avoid asking for help. You think you've got it under control and you don't do anything to help in terms of what you can get support on. So that might look like you don't ask for the help. It might look like you don't delegate as much as you could. Doesn't mean you have to ask for help, but there might be things on your plate where easily someone else could be helping with this, or you might be able to push back that there's something else that can be done. I think all of that kind of qualifies, but it's literally, you might notice you're reluctant to ask. That's a sign. And it is hard because when we are asking for help as leaders, as people that are really strong influencers in our worlds, it can be vulnerable because it might be that you perceive that as a sign of weakness and that you have a judgment where other people might think that's a sign of weakness. And so it goes, and then the cycle continues and you just keep treading. You just keep being alone. And that is a sign. Okay. And this also really applies to women, FYI, right? We women, we want to be strong. We want to be seen and heard for being efficient, sufficient, helpful. And maybe we are a little reluctant. Because if we admit we need help, then that might mean in our heads, again, not judging outside, but inside, the self-judgment might be, I am weak. I am not good enough. I don't have my, you know what, together. Okay, I think I've hit that one home. That's number three. Number four, now this one is interesting. It's you're not proactively reaching out for support. This is similar to number three. You're not asking for help, but proactively means you're calling people daily or weekly on your networking schedule. You're checking in with people. You're telling people in your life about what's going on and asking for support, even if it's outside of the job. So that would be number four. So you do not do that. You maybe never thought to do that. Or if you do it, it's reluctantly doing it. You're like, oh, okay, here's my two calls for the month that I got to put in there. Reach out to this guy on LinkedIn. Let's see what he says. Let's catch up. Okay, so that would be what I call dragging your feet and not being proactive. And I think this builds that muscle. It's just like going to the gym where we build the muscle to connect and to know that we have other people around us, human to human type of connection, who care, who want to know about us. And to me, that's very helpful validation to know that I'm not alone and that you're not alone if you do it. That's number four. And then the last fifth sign is you feel like you cannot share what's going on with anybody. So this is similar again to essentially the last one. But if you're feeling like I can't share that, that's way too detailed or personal. Guess what? That is a sign. There's some kind of blockage for you where there's a judgment going on. You're dampening what you want to be doing anyway, and it's just not serving you. Okay. Whew. All right. That was cool. So what do you guys think about these five signs? I'm going to just recap them very quickly. Number one is you are at the top. Number two is you tell yourself you're alone. Your voice is actively doing that, or your inside voices. Number three is you don't ask for help and delegate as you need to. Number four, you are not proactively outreaching for support or networking and just being seen and heard a little bit. And the fifth one, the last sign, is you feel like you can't share what's happening. In fact, it feels a little bit like you're trapped. You're like, what am I going to do? How am I supposed to be with other people if I can't share what I do? And so there's that catch 22 and you just get in the spin cycle. Whew. All right. So how does that feel? If you look at that list, you kind of start to sort it. What goes on for you? How are you feeling as you just really think about these things? Maybe you're relating to 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 of them. And how many do you have? Let's tally that up. Maybe you have 1. Maybe you have 5. Maybe you're in the middle. Just know it's data. This is simply an observation. And this is really the key for leadership at this level, is knowing everything is data. I can be objective, although that takes more work and it's a little harder. All right. So now what do we do? How do we get into a space where we are no longer lone wolves, right? How do I get out of lonely leader syndrome? Well, now that you know where you're at, we can start to change things. And the first thing to know is to know and accept and to tell yourself that you are not alone. And you can even tell yourself, like, I am not alone. I am a leader surrounded by support. You're really creating a new vision and empowering belief for yourself. And then you can make a plan to get support. This is how things change. So remember, the support doesn't start with a humongous big 20 list thing that you do. It's literally little things, little one step, baby step. So the first step would might just be the first week you tell yourself, I know I'm not alone. I have support. I know I'm not alone. I have support. You could say that to yourself once a day. You could calendar it in. You could put it in as a task. The key is this is reprogramming. The neuroscience here is happening where our brain is learning how to wire and fire in new ways together. So first thing is you got to create that new phrase, new mantra for yourself, new environment that's the solution. And then the plan to get support might look like this. And it's going to be different for all of us, but think about your situation. The idea is to make a plan to leverage your peers, your peers. So who are your peers? It might be inside the company or it might be outside the company. But literally, I think what can be really helpful here is to start that outreach, the part that maybe you don't feel super comfortable with. But you're going to get support from your peers, whether you are in or out of the company. But you could call it a listening tour. Who's heard that term? Listening tour. You're going to go ahead and set a goal for yourself. You're going to reach out to 2 people a day, 5 people a day. 5 people a week, 1 a day. It's just about accountability here, right? If we don't do the work, it's really hard to track. So, but the listening tour is like, you know, you have virtual coffees, you have virtual lunches. It might be with people that you can pick their brain about how do they connect with other people in their leadership track or their group in the company, their vertical, their team, whomever. Listening tour is really big. That's one idea. Connecting with others, knowing that you belong. And here's the catch. We have to create our belonging. You create your belonging. It's not something that happens to you. So if you want to belong and be with other people and get support, then we have to cultivate that. And that might tell you might tell yourself too, I belong. I belong. I know I belong. I'm working on my belonging. These are all variations of that. And then the last thing I would say is to know what your deeper desires are. What is the why behind why you want to get out of the syndrome, lonely leader? Why would you want support? Well, maybe I can feel more supported. I can feel more sustained and renewed. I'll have a chance to take some downtime on Saturdays and Mondays and lunchtime. Just create that list for yourself, because those whys are driving your directionals. They're driving your results. And so remembering your why is a great motivator, and it's happening moment by moment. So in the moment you could say, well, what do I want right now? What am I really truly desiring deep down? And you might call these yearnings. These might be deep desires, hungers that we all have, universal type of things. Like, well, I just want to be connected. I just want to see and hear, be heard and seen and connect. And I want to belong and I want to make a difference. Whatever that might be for you, write those down, because these are the motivators. And when you are alone, my friends, do you think that these get met? Nope. We have to do something different. Okay, so this was a brief, ultra short excerpt today, but I hope that this is helpful, because I think a lot of folks, even if you're not at the top, have lonely leader syndrome because you think you got to do it all your own, and then it's just not the case. I hope you have some guidance here. And if you need more help with this, I'd love you to reach out. This is exactly what I help leaders do who want to master their emotional intelligence so they can rise to their next level. Because here's the thing. We all know that African proverb, right? If you want to go far, run fast. Wait, what is it? If you want to go fast, run alone. If you want to go far, run together. Boom. I hope we run together. I hope you are getting what you need to be done and also getting all the support, feeling completely at ease, knowing you're rocking it. And that's my vision for you. Take care. Thanks for listening today to the podcast. You rock. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate us, leave your review. I'd love to hear from you and help us get the word out to all of those who are in search of wanting to get out of overwhelm and rise to their next level of leadership. If you think that you might benefit from these tools or know anyone else who would, just invite them to join us, share this episode with them, give them the go ahead, the green light, something that you found interesting, and I'm sure they will also. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, sharing is caring, and I'll see you next time right here on the podcast.